Shel Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Shel.
Hi.
Well, the snowpack has increased and decreased over the winter, sometimes dramatically so. Now it just seems hard.
Yeah, if we thought it was hard a couple of times earlier in the winter when we kind of, you know, referred to this, we are really at some hard stuff. And I was so, kind of taken with the weirdness of our roller coaster kind of whipsaw temperature and precipitation winter that back at the end of the first week in March when we had our second period of thaw and then some rain. So in February, we had a big thaw and over an inch of rain at our house, which made for big changes in a lot of things. But then we had this other shorter duration thaw, but also with some rain, about 3/4 of an inch or so at our place. I thought, you know, I was really curious about, well, what does the profile of the snow look like now? Because this is, you know, this isn't something that happens, in at least in my time up here. And so I went out with my shovel, my very sharp shovel, and I started excavating in different places, in different sort of situations, to see how similar or different or, you know, not things
was
work.
Was this kind of like a cross-section?
Yeah. So I'm doing a cross-section of the snow pack. And so there were some really, of course, interesting things. We've talked more than once about the subnivian. So I think most of us are familiar with what that means. And that's a special layer of really easily movable crystals that are right down at the ground, so underneath the actual snow, in a sense, and they're easily, you know, you can, even a little critter can easily push them aside. So I went looking to see, well, what was down there and what was above it. And what I found was that everywhere I dug, and I dug in about 7 different locations, some in the open, some in the woods, some under conifers, some under deciduous trees. And what I found was that everywhere there was it was different depths down, but about halfway down, whatever the total snowpack was at the time, there was a layer that was 1.5 inches thick.
Whoa.
That was basically ice. I had to really hammer down, strike really hard with the shovel to get through that, you know, wherever I tried to go through it. Above that, there was varying depths of something that was very crusty. Back then, that layer was something you could cut out, you know, like a block. It would hold together like a block, but I could easily crush it between my hands. Now, I more recently tested that upper layer, and now that is a much, still similar. You can still break it out in hunks. Harder to do that. And much harder to crush. Then underneath that thick layer of ice, that 1.5 inch layer of what was pretty much ice, I found really different conditions depending upon where I was. In the forest, whether it was a mix of conifers and deciduous trees, or deciduous trees exclusively or conifers exclusively, back in early March, what I found was that right underneath that layer of ice was a layer of transformed snow. It still looked like snow. It was opaque, but it was transformed enough that you could scoop it out and look, and you could have count individual crystals, you know, if you were really patient, you know, you could divide them out. They were a little bit welded together here and there, but mostly they were loose. With my mittened hand, I could easily dig in that layer. But in places that were in small openings in the forest, so not out in the wide open, like in the swamp where it's totally wide open, but out in the forest where there were openings, small openings, just maybe a place where some trees had blown down, so there was no direct canopy. When I dug down there, that layer was much more solidified and actually went right down to the surface of the ground. there was no subnivian layer. I could just barely dig at it and make any headway digging at that, since I don't have claws in proportion to the size of my who I am. So it was very impenetrable, really. Even if I had needed to do something for myself, I would have been hard-pressed without a tool to make any headway at all in it, with an individual finger or with, you know, my hand as a whole. Certainly not with a mittened hand. You know, you really had to have some smaller point of contact. So in terms of that layer of easily movable material that critters are living in underneath the snow, in that subnivian layer, it apparently is very discontinuous this year. It's definitely present in some places, but in other places it doesn't exist at all. It's not narrower, it just doesn't exist. It's just a very hard-packed snow right down to the bottom. So I don't do this kind of excavation every year, but I'm thinking I probably should start doing this every year to, you know, so I get a sense of is how different this is from, you know, what would be normal. But I'm just speculating here that these rain events that we had definitely have made an impact. That thick layer of ice is certainly different than many winters. Most winters, and this business of the snowpack being so hard right down and dense right down to the surface of the ground is something that I haven't seen in some other years when I've done this kind of digging. But anyway, so that was the results of my investigations on the profile of the snowpack and how that's been influenced by our weather of the year. Because the crust now, up until since the last thaw in early March and coming up to this little bit of warming recently, with that period where we had those cold nights every night and it, you know, was well below zero at our place for, I don't know, 5 or 6 nights in a row, the crust was just really, really hard. You could walk anywhere, but it would support you whether you were in the woods or out in the open. It was very, very hard and dense.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand the snowpack and all the ice that goes with it.
Sure.